in which I get schooled on the greatness of Dave Brubeck and his Take Five. My brother-in-law really likes jazz, and I've sometimes said in his hearing that I don't particularly care for it, as it seems formless, repetitive, and tuneless to me. This comment has been received about as well as you'd expect. But sometimes I get shoved into examining music that I think I don't like. Such has been the case with the works of Dave Brubeck, in particular his monster hit, Take Five, which my choir, the Cherry Creek Chorale, is performing in the choral version that includes lyrics by Iola Brubeck, Dave's wife, with an arrangement by the prolific Kirby Shaw. A full examination of Brubeck's career is totally beyond the scope of this post. I encourage you to follow the footnoted sources at the end of this post if you want to do some further reading. Okay. Brubeck's origin story is truly fascinating, so let me take at least a dip into that before moving on to the piece at hand. Brubeck did the piano lessons at age 4 routine, but his family moved to a 45,000-acre ranch in California when Dave was 12, and he got roped into working there. His two older brothers were on track to become professional musicians due to his mother's influence and training. His cattleman father insisted to his wife that this one is mine, referring to Dave. Thus, Brubeck moved from the piano bench to the saddle, but music still fascinated him. Dave vaccinated and branded the cattle, chopped wood, and spent most of his day riding horses. Ironically, it was riding horseback that inspired Dave to think in a polyrhythmic jazz style. The steady gait of the horse would provide one rhythm, and Dave would invent another rhythm to play against that. So, even as Dave happily pursued life as a ranch hand, the music flowed inside his head. Even as the young Brubeck spent his days in the saddle, he got involved in performing music, first at local elementary schools and then at various honky-tonks. He was 16 by that time, so I guess it was okay. If he arrived home in the early morning hours after these gigs, his father would be waiting for him with a list of jobs to do, saying, "Take off that damn tuxedo and put on your overalls. I need you." And off Dave would go. We'll hope that he was able to get some sleep in the saddle. After high school, Brubeck's mother wanted him to go to college, while his dad, of course, wanted him to stay and work on the ranch. They compromised by sending their son to a local college in Stockton. He started out planning to study veterinary medicine, but quickly got sucked back into music. He also met his wife, Iola, who later said, "At the time we were married, Dave was in the Army, and he said to me, 'I don't know what the future is going to be like at all, but I promise you one thing, you will never be bored.' And he's kept his promise." It was Iola who came up with the idea of giving performances on college campuses, a move that expanded the audience for Brubeck's music considerably. I could go on and on about Brubeck's career, but I'd better get to Take Five, the ostensible subject of this post. By the time it was written in 1959, the Dave Brubeck Quartet had become very popular, so much so that the U.S. State Department sent the group on a tour of Eurasian countries to give them a taste of American culture. Brubeck enjoyed the exposure to other musical forms and decided to do a whole album using some of the unusual rhythms he'd gotten to know on the trip. In addition, his drummer, Joe Morello, liked to play in 5/4, often ending shows with a drum solo using that time signature. It's not clear to me why Morello liked that rhythm so much. Anyway, Morello kept asking Brubeck to compose something in 5/4, and finally, another member of the group, saxophonist Paul Desmond, came up with a couple of themes that he thought would work. While Desmond is therefore usually given sole credit for the music, Brubeck himself was very clear about his own input. Desmond is credited with composing Take 5, but Brubeck says the tune was a group project, with Desmond providing two main ideas. Paul came in with two themes unrelated, and I put it together as a tune and made a form out of it, Brubeck says. He came in with two themes. He didn't know which was the first or the second. He didn't know they'd fit together. Dopa deepa deepa dopa dom bom bom bom. That's one theme. I'm the one who put them together and said, we can make a tune out of this. The piece was a last-minute addition to the album Time Out, with no one expecting much out of it. Fun fact, for the 45 RPM single sent out to radio stations as promotional material for the album, Take 5 was featured on the A side, even though Desmond thought of it as a throwaway. It wasn't put on side B because the other piece planned for the single was Blue Rondo a la Turk, a title considered to be too long for disc jockeys to say on the air. Of course, Take 5 has a double meaning. Take 5, as in take a 5-minute break, and also the weird 5-beat time signature. And the thing just took off. At some point, and despite many Googles, I've been unable to determine when or why, it was decided to put lyrics to the tune, and so Iola Brubeck provided them. She was an extremely talented writer who provided lyrics for a number of Brubeck pieces, as well as text for his newsletter and the liner notes for at least one of his albums. I think, although I can't quite support this idea with any sources, that Brubeck wanted to have the jazz singer Carmen McRae sing the piece and so asked Iola to write some words. As with all good songwriting, these lyrics tell a story. I'll include the full set below the videos, but here's my favorite part. Though I'm going out of my way, just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. And now for the videos, which, since you are listening to this and not reading it, you will need to access via the actual blog post. If you're listening to this with the track that's on the top of my post, then of course you can just now scroll down and access the videos. But if you are listening to this in another location, please click on the link below this track in order to get to my blog post. I've included the full Kirby Shaw lyrics below the videos, and you can access that material there also. I found reading jazz lyrics aloud to be extremely frustrating, so I decided to just leave that for you to read on your own.